The vice president is first scheduled to speak at a $1,000 a plate fundraiser in Milwaukee. More than 400 people are expected to attend. The event comes after Cheney's and President Bush's closed-door testimony yesterday before the 9/11 Commission. State Republican Party Executive Director Rick Graber says he won't get into the blame game about the attacks on New York and the Pentagon.
I don't blame the Clinton administration. I certainly don't blame the Bush administration for what happened in 9/11. The fact is the president took charge of the situation in the days after 9/11, and I think by all accounts handled it magnificently. We have not been attacked since 9/11.
Graber contends many Wisconsin voters are drawn to the strong leadership of Cheney and the president, and polls do show most people are happy with the president's record on terrorism. But polls are also showing increasing concerns about the Bush administration's policy in Iraq. UW Green Bay political scientist David Littig wonders if the vice president can say much to ease those worries.
And so things within Iraq itself are turning a bit sour. In other words, we're not winning at this stage the hearts and minds of the Iraqis. And so that really looms as a problem.
Littig expects Cheney to try to shine the spotlight more on domestic issues when the vice president stops this afternoon at an industrial coatings firm in Wrightstown near Green Bay. Bush administration tax cuts are likely to be discussed during what the White House says is an official visit. Labeling some time in the state as official business is a way vice presidents and presidents avoid having their campaigns pick up the entire cost of a visit. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.